Turning again to Haiti, efforts to help survivors of the devastating earthquake there have been stymied by a lack of water, electricity, doctors, and medical supplies. Makeshift clinics have been set up to tend to the injured. NPR's Greg Allen has more from Port-au-Prince.
On a sidewalk in the dense Bel Air neighborhood, a crowd of people are gathered. One man's head is wrapped in a bandage. It's one of dozens of makeshift medical clinics that have sprung up all over the city. Reynald Adolphe says this one was set up by the mayor's office.
With no means, no medications, and nothing. We have two volunteers, doctors, and two nurses. And we thought that was imperative to do that.
For medicine, the doctors have Tylenol, a topical antibiotic, bandages, and that's about it. Even more frustrating, there's no place to send patients with severe injuries. On a street just outside the general hospital, Dr. Nancy Jeline is trying to give an injection to a 7-year-old girl. It's a heartbreaking scene. Bernadette Bernard, the child's cousin, describes what happened. The girl was in a neighbor's house, she says, when it collapsed. To pull her from the rubble, rescuers were forced to amputate her hand. Her arm is bandaged, but she's still awaiting surgery to have her wound sewn up and properly treated. Meanwhile, sleeping in a hospital bed out in the elements. Dr. Jeline says the hospital itself is another casualty of the earthquake.
Yeah, because
they don't have any electricity inside. That the reason all the doctors said to put all the patients outside, because it's not safe to stay inside. They collapsed, they crashed.
Did part of it collapse?
Yeah.
The patients who were in the building were moved outside, and earthquake victims, many with serious trauma, are lying on the ground wherever they can find room.
We're in an area that would be a beautiful park, but outside there are hospital beds everywhere, people lying on the ground on pallets, on blankets, and there's some pretty bad cases here. You see people who have arms missing, limbs, legs missing, other internal injuries, trying to get the attention of doctors when they come through. Family members are sitting by. It's a very chaotic scene, but at the same time, people are remaining calm, thinking that there's someplace where they'll get some help.
Under a tree, an elderly man lies in a hospital bed with a piece of cardboard over his feet. Dr. Hervé Vital says the man's right foot was smashed in the earthquake.
We tried to clean the wound and to give some analgesic for the pain and try to prepare him for the SOP. We are going
amputated.
To amputate.
Do you know how long he's been here?
We don't know because there's many of them here. I don't know. We are going to take of them who is more.
We need the help first.
More.
The director of the hospital, Dr. Alex Lasseg, is desperate for outside assistance.
We need material, we need medication, painkillers, antibiotics, and we need also every team, medical or surgical, that could help us.
International medical groups are already here providing what help they can. What's still missing is a comprehensive approach to getting medical supplies and doctors where they're most needed. At Port-au-Prince's General Hospital, Margaret Aguirre with the International Medical Corps arrived saying she just found the World Health Organization had a supply of drugs and medical supplies available. And she's hopeful that her team could soon help set up a surgical unit at the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, we hope so. Right. But we'd have to set up tents and get things sanitized. Right. So we have to be sure we can do that.
Because you're talking about open-air surgery then.
Yeah.
The good news is that the international community is responding. Several countries are sending fully equipped field hospitals. The UN is planning a large medical facility at the city stadium. But Leviu Vidrasco with the International Medical Corps says it's a race against the clock.
What we will see later is probably some infections starting because of some of the fractures. So if those fractures are unattended, untreated, you'll start seeing infections, sepsis, people dying of other causes, losing blood.
The question for the many Haitians awaiting medical care is not whether help will arrive, but whether it will arrive in time. Greg Allen, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
And you're listening to NPR News.